Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply. Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
All right, informative, entertaining, and just someone that is great to talk to because he's candid. Steelers tackle Zach Banner joining us here on the Fan Morning Show right now. Zach, good morning to you. How you doing?
Good morning, guys. Colin, congrats on finally figuring out to sleep naked, huh?
Yeah.
How's that going?
Let's have a discussion. It is spectacular. You say finally figuring out, so I'm guessing you're ahead of me in this regard.
Absolutely. One of my offensive linemen, Big Hippie from Santa Monica, California, and at USC, he was traveling on the road, and we're getting ready to lay down our freshman year, and all of a sudden this dude strips down and gets under the blankets, and I'm wondering, I'm like, what are you doing, bro? And he's like, bro, throw the undies off and relax. And ever since then, I've been sleeping naked, so congrats.
Throw the undies off and relax.
Sleeping in the nude on the road. That's right. Taking it next level, Zach.
That is. That's big move. Throw the undies off and relax. I think I'm going to – you should get that on your workout shirts, like for the weight room. Throw the undies off and relax.
Let it breathe.
Let's get down to business about the offseason and about mini camp. I know you're rehabbing. You're getting back. But whenever we talked about this last year, whenever Matt Canada was named, in order to put a new offense in, it's going to take in a buy-in from everybody, particularly right. A veteran quarterback. What was it like to see in minicamp Ben out there and Ben buying in 100%? And is that what it's going to take if you got a chance to be good?
Yeah, absolutely. And the sacrifices that he's making, not only like, I'm not saying he has an ego, but he's putting his own thoughts aside. And he's letting things flow and he's letting things, you know what I mean, happen and mature. I commend him on that because after doing this for how many ever years he's been doing this, you know, it's sometimes change can be scary. Change can be different. But, I mean, the dude is just he soaked it up. I mean, it's not like what we're doing is changing how he operates. It's more like changing, you know, his arsenal of weapons. You know what I mean? Like you're not really so much. Yeah, there's a little bit, couple technique things and a couple different things we're adding. But when it comes to seven, I mean, all we're doing is telling this is, you know, the weapons that we plan on using and the ways we plan on going about it. And changing that hasn't been hard for him at all.
Well, that's what I was going to ask, Zach. Just how different is it? I understand, like, you know, verbiage and things like that obviously change when you get a new OC, and Ben seems to have embraced learning all that, certainly. But how are we going to turn you guys on week one of the regular season and be like, oh, wow, this is Matt Canada's offense? Or are the differences going to be more subtle than that?
Yeah, it is. I mean, it's not – obviously, you know, fans who have been fans for us for years, like you guys, are going to notice some of the differences that we're doing. And it's, you know what I mean? It's out there, you know, a lot of different motions, a lot of different formations, a lot of different things, a lot of different ways we run the ball, a lot of different schemes. It is, you know, it's the eye. It might be different. But how we flow and how we attack the game won't be. And I think that's probably been the most – that's probably been the best feeling going into this. Cause like I said, going into, you know, learning a new playbook, brings a lot of uncertainty, but I commend Coach Canada for, you know, not only making it easier on us by relating it to old things, but at the same time, moving forward, like setting the tone and expectations really, really early in OTAs and mini camps. So that way, guys, I mean, we're professional athletes. Like we have a month or so before camp starts. That's more than enough time to get the new schemes and try to perfect it and work on it on our own.
Tell me about getting up at 4 a.m. and grinding and what you think about and the work that needs to be put in just to be a football player again.
Yeah, it's a personal sacrifice. Like you fall in love with being uncomfortable. But really, you learn how to take care of your body to make it uncomfortable. So when you wake up that early, you got to take your ass to bed at night. You know what I mean? And at the same time, it's you know, I was explaining to my girl the other day that over time, whether it's youth sports, whether it's middle school, high school, college, or the pros, you fall in love with the results. And I haven't been able to put results out there for a few months now. So the way that you pay attention to those results are the little baby, you know, the little baby steps and the little baby gains that you make, whether it's, you know, focusing on a certain part of your leg or whether it's focusing on a certain part of your training or being able to running down the checklist. I'm just, there's really nothing, more important than this job to me. And that's how I'm able to stay here year round. That's how I'm able to sacrifice family time, have them come over here. Very, very blessed and fortunate, you know, to not only buy a home in Pittsburgh and call this place my home, but at the same time, just get addicted to being uncomfortable.
Steelers tackle Zach Banner with us here on the Fan Morning Show, brought to you by Matt Mertz Plumbing, Pittsburgh's leader in trenchless sewer repair. Let's talk about violence, Zach. Ramon, your former teammate, jokes around all the time that people wake up and choose violence. There's no joking around with the fact that Adrian Clem wants you guys to be violent and nasty and physical and aggressive. How can you practice that at all during OTAs and minicamp? And how do you expect that to manifest itself once games start?
Yeah, it's crazy because Clem is a West Coast kid just like me. You know what I mean? Like, born in the inner city of California. We grow up different and we learn a lot of different things. A youth different, especially how youth sports are played. If you ever go watch an inner city football game, a youth football game, you'll see, you know, mechanics are off. There's really not too much technique. There's a lot of athletic ability, but really it's more about heart. And you can't sub that heart out of not only myself, but Clem and the rest of this offensive line. You know, the youth that we have, the pups that we just brought in, the vets that we have, the guys that we have, I mean, they just, you know, adopted that mentality from Clem. We're going to go out and get better every day, but we're going to, you know, give a damn about it. And we're going to put a lot of heart into it. And at offensive line, you know, it's like you guys know, it's not so much about the accolades, but it's so much about helping the other teammates and getting them their stats and touchdowns and their touches. And the only way they can do that is if we open up the way. So how do we do that, and how do we do that as violent as possible without, you know, getting a 15-yard penalty or a $20,000 fine in your locker?
Steelers right tackle Zach Banner joining us here, Fan Morning Show. Okay, we're about to get deep, and we're about to get in the present right now because of the Carl Nassib story. Teammate walks up to you, and he says, you know, I just want to tell you, just so you know, I'm gay. How's that work in the locker room? How's it play?
Well, I've played with Carl on another team in the AFC North, and I can tell you right now, before he even came out, you know he's not only a good person but a great teammate. And, you know, as you guys know, I've empathized towards, you know, not only the gay community but the LGBTQ community and everything that really falls underneath the category of someone's sexuality. And in no way or form or have I ever discriminated against something like that. So I'm not built that way. Honestly, sometimes I really don't understand how you could hate somebody for who they love and what they do. So if he was in my locker room, you know, I would totally, completely support him, which a lot of his guys for the Raiders have. They've done it publicly, and the reason why that's important, you know, some people get pissed off about it, but those are the same people that kind of really holding us back, and their mindset and opinions really irrelevant. Because it's not so much just a supporting Carl, but a supporting kids like Carl, you know, who don't have that outlet, who sometimes don't have that support, who don't have the financial means to be just fine with living their lifestyle, regardless if anybody cares about it, who are bullied, who are sometimes forced into suicide and to hurting themselves. I mean, if you open your ears and listen to these stories, it's very, very similar to not only Black Lives Matter, but fight against hate. It's all in the same thing. But to focus so much on the bravery and just awesomeness that Carl displayed last night for sticking out on his own, you know, I commend that. I support that, and I back that. And it's stuff like that that needs to keep, you know, happening in the NFL. The reason why is because we represent the rest of the U.S. and the rest of the world, and we represent our audience. And our audience is dealing with those troubles. So it's good that we're able to publicly display how to handle those troubles.
Zach, what would you say to a teammate who comes up to you and says, I'm still uncomfortable with this? How do you talk to someone who, because there's a certain population out there who's just uncomfortable with the idea of a gay man in an NFL locker room for whatever reason. How do you talk to a teammate? Because I'm sure there are people around the league in locker rooms this summer who still feel that way.
Yeah, it would be dumb for me to say that doesn't happen in the NFL. It's one of those types of things that you have to sit them down and explain to them and create that empathy and let them realize that story and let them realize that just because this man is coming out and you know, owning his, you know, being gay and stuff like that, that doesn't mean that he's going to look at you, that he's going to touch you. It's actually pretty offensive if you think with that mindset. And if, you know, not a lot of people are educated on the subject, not a lot of people like me have been, you know, asked to sit down and listen to stories, I encourage you to do so. And the reason why is because the only way that you can be empathetic towards something is if you listen to the story and educate yourself. And if you're negligent to that, then keep your opinions to yourself, because like I said, that's the thing that's holding this country and this world back, is not accepting things that are different and not accepting things that are okay. You know, a lot of it when this country was first built and stuff like that, but around religion and certain race and certain whiteness and certain things like that, we're getting away from that. And the reason why we're getting away from that, because we understand that it keeps one group up and it oppresses so many others underneath. So supporting not only, you know, like I said, not only homosexuals, but also the LGBTQ community, it's something that comes natural. And if you really sit down, it's funny because the people who have those type of opinions, they usually try to tweet them instead of honestly speak out. But when they honestly speak out, it sticks out like a sore thumb in the room. And we don't have that in our locker room. And if we ever do, then I'll be the first one to shoot that down.
Zach Banner. Zach, you're a good egg. Thank you for taking some time with us this morning. We appreciate your candor, as always. We'll catch up again soon.
Thanks, guys. Stay naked.
There it is. The best. Just the best.
Thanks, Zach.
Really, really great stuff.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.